Listening Library presents What Do We Know About the Kraken? By Ben Hubbard. Read for you by Imran Sheikh. For Kimbo, Harv, and Cisco, the Sydney crew, BH. What do we know about the Kraken? One October morning in 1873, two fishermen spotted something strange floating in the cold gray waters of Conception Bay, Newfoundland, Canada. The object looked big, like a lost sail or part of a shipwreck. But as the fishermen rowed their small boat closer, they found it to be something quite different. It was a mass, dark red in color and quivering like a giant mound of jello. One of the fishermen, Theophilus Picot, picked up a long pole and poked at the large heap. Suddenly it sprang to life. The men had disturbed a huge sea creature and it was now attacking them. The animal rose up from the water and rammed the boat with its sharp beak. As the men tried to steady themselves, two tentacles, long, thin, arm-like limbs, shot into the air and then twined around the boat. The tentacles were powerful and covered with round suckers. It was clear that the creature was trying to pull the boat under the water. Reacting quickly, Pico grabbed a hatchet and began to hack at the tentacles. Although they were as big around as his arm, Pico completely severed the two tentacles. A thick, black fluid spewed from the creature and darkened the water around the boat. The mysterious animal slid back into the water and began to swim away. After a few moments, it slipped beneath the surface, leaving a black stream behind it. It was not seen again. The two men returned to port with one of the greatest fishing stories of all time. And to prove what had happened was true, they brought with them a 19-foot-long tentacle. Unfortunately, the other captured tentacle had begun to stink so badly that the fishermen had complained and thrown it overboard. But what kind of creature had the tentacles belonged to? Could this be the same animal that sailors had been describing for thousands of years? A massive, multi-armed monster that lurked deep beneath the surface and rose without warning to take down entire ships and their crews? Had the Newfoundland fishermen just come face to face with a legendary creature known as the Kraken? Chapter 1. The Ancient Kraken. It seems as if people have been scared of sea monsters since human history began. From the moment we set foot in the water, we could see it was full of strange creatures that we knew nothing about. Man-eating sharks, venomous stingrays, and slithering sea snakes were some of the dangerous animals that sometimes came close to the shore. Fishermen in boats told stories about even larger, lesser-known creatures. In the ancient world, sailors aboard ocean-going ships reported massive beasts seen in the wide open waters. Some of these were described as large enough to sink large ships. Thousands of years ago, stories about such creatures were repeated as songs and poems for entertainment. This is known as an oral history. But sea monsters even appeared in one of the world's first written poems, the Odyssey, around 700 BCE. The Odyssey was composed by Homer. It tells the story of the hero Odysseus, traveling home after the Trojan War. On his 10-year journey, Odysseus sails through a stretch of water guarded by two terrifying sea monsters, Charybdis and Scylla. Unknown oceans. The world's oceans are a massive, mysterious place. Seawater covers over 2/3 of our planet's surface. It is the largest environment for life on Earth. Yet around 95% of the seas and oceans remain unexplored by humans. To date, we have found and classified 226,000 species of marine creatures. That's only around 10% of the total number. Scientists say there are still millions of species waiting to be discovered. Who knows what creatures are living in the darkest depths of our seas and oceans? Charybdis is a supernatural monster with flippers instead of arms and legs that sinks ships by creating whirlpools. Living opposite Charybdis is the monster Scylla, which is a serpent with six heads and jaws full of shark-like teeth. Scarier still are Scylla's 12 legs. These are giant tentacles, which it uses to snatch sailors off their ships to devour them. According to ancient Greek mythology, the sea god Poseidon controlled Charybdis and Scylla and unleashed them on Odysseus as he sailed past. The Odyssey is an ancient poem about mythical heroes and monsters. But several centuries later, sea creatures that resembled Scylla began appearing in texts written by scholars and historians. Pliny the Elder was one such historian from ancient Rome. In around 60 CE, Pliny wrote a book filled with facts about the natural world titled Naturalis Historia. In this, Pliny described a sea creature he referred to as a polyp, with a head as big as a barrel and tentacles 30 feet long. Pliny wrote that polyps have suckers spread over their arms and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?